From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. Chaos today in Iraq at an army recruiting center north of Baghdad. A double suicide bombing killed at least 23 people and wounded dozens more. The BBC's Jim Muir is in Baghdad.
According to Iraqi army sources, the two suicide bombers, wearing explosive vests, mingled with crowds of young men gathering in the early morning at the recruiting center at the Assad army base near Barkuba. They then blew themselves up simultaneously, causing carnage among the would-be recruits. It's a tactic that's been used by Sunni-based insurgents many times in the past, often with deadly effect. Army and police forces and their recruiting centers have been targeted from the outset of the insurgency.
The BBC's Jim Muir in Baghdad. Lawyers for Canadian-born terror suspect Omar Khadr today released a video of his interrogation. He was questioned by Canada's Security Intelligence Service while being held at the U.S. military naval base at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. Khadr is accused of throwing a grenade that killed a U.S. soldier during a firefight in Afghanistan. Dan Karpinchuk reports.
The video is part of the evidence that in May, Canada's Supreme Court ordered the Canadian government to make available to Khadr's legal defense team. It lifts the blanket of secrecy that CSIS, Canada's spy agency, normally works under. It could also prove embarrassing to the Canadian government. The video footage consists of more than 7 hours of interrogation by Canadian agents over a four-day period in February of 2003. Khadr was 15 years old at the time he was alleged to have killed a U.S. soldier in Afghanistan. It shows Khadr being asked what he knew of Al-Qaeda operatives and about his Islamic faith. Several times, Khadr breaks down and begins crying. The interrogation is contained in five DVDs shot by U.S. government agents and were never intended for public viewing. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
GM Chairman and CEO Rick Wagoner has called a news conference for this morning to discuss changes at the giant automaker. He plans to unveil some new measures aimed at bringing the company's operations in line with the demands of the marketplace. Because of the increase in gasoline prices, U.S. auto sales have been falling, and consumers have been moving to smaller, more fuel-efficient vehicles. It is believed that Wagoner will announce a plan to further slash truck production and cut several thousand salaried jobs. Last month, GM announced that it would close four truck and SUV plants and boost production of several cars. Analysts have suggested the company needs to do more as sales continue to slide, including cutting more jobs and raising cash for a turnaround. Oil prices held above $145 a barrel in Asian trading today despite a threat to supplies in Brazil, Iran, and Nigeria. U.S. light crude for August delivery was up 18 cents to $145.36 a barrel in electronic trading. This is NPR News. Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke is scheduled to testify on Capitol Hill this morning. He'll be talking about the U.S. economy. The hearing comes 2 days after the Fed and the Treasury Department announced steps to help mortgage giants Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. Steve Beckner of Market News International reports.
In the first of 2 days of testimony, Bernanke will present his semi-annual monetary policy report to Congress before the Senate Banking Committee. He testifies at a prickly time for the Fed. Record-high oil prices are exerting a drag on consumer and business spending, even as they boost inflation. The dollar is weak. Fears of financial instability have worsened. Last Friday, IndyMac became the second largest bank to fail in U.S. history. Sunday, the Fed joined with the Treasury Department to rescue Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, the huge government-subsidized firms that dominate the mortgage market, to prevent a deeper housing and financial crisis. It all makes for a tough monetary policy dilemma. Fed watchers are anxious to see how Bernanke and his colleagues set interest rates in this distressing climate. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner in Washington.
Republican presidential candidate John McCain is in the battleground state of New Mexico today for the second time in 2 months. The Arizona senator plans to give a group of New Mexicans a chance to question him directly during a town hall meeting in Albuquerque. In 2000, New Mexico narrowly went with Democrat Al Gore, but backed George W. Bush 4 years ago. Part of McCain's goal is to pick up support among Hispanics, who traditionally have been a reliable pool of voters for Democrats. I'm Carl Castle, NPR News in Washington.